I had a dream based on the Christmas party. And it had produced things from the realm of the spirit. In the dream, we were outside of this huge and beautiful mansion. The house had big, amazing windows and glass doors. All over was, and in the house, a glorious party was going on. The men were dressed in black tuxedos. The women had on evening gowns. Everyone was dressed to the nines. But we all were outside. But we the ministry, the people of God, were outside looking through windows and glass doors at the party. And the people inside were dancing and laughing. The place was lit up bright with the prettiest white effervescent light. And in the dream, God spoke to me, saying, "It's many windows to look into the kingdom. And it's lots of doors to enter into the kingdom. But we may not have an invitation, but we can just ask to enter into the kingdom. The kingdoms, we can just ask to enter into the kingdom's festivities." And now it's no longer a great party, but yet a glory lifting, a miracle moving, kingdom evolving. I feel as if I'm levitating, Holy Spirit explosion. Oh my God, high praise and worship like we've never seen or experienced before. Receiving a much bigger taste and touch of heaven. Now we comfortably know God's voice and feel the Spirit gently pushing us into the right direction. And then I remembered a second part of the dream, and I said, "Oh, yes, also, at the end of the dream, I woke up, angels were singing to me, and I woke up singing this old nursery rhyme song that goes like this. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Somewhere over the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?" And then in the dream, God says, "Yes, we can fly." Yeah. I say so. Yeah.
Praise God.
So I wanted her to share that because, well, the song, for instance, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Bluebirds Fly. And in our hearts, we sing the same song, Why Can't I? All of us in our hearts sing that same song. Believe it or not, all of us want to fly past the natural into the supernatural. And it's like Malaysia. This is why, you know, I really love what the children did. It's so profound. I had a dream, she said, that I fell off the cliff, but yet in falling, I began to fly, you see. Somewhere in all of us is that hope, okay? Somewhere in each of us is a hope to get past the natural, to get off the cliff of the natural, and to fly in the spirit. And it may be scary at some time, but you see, that's really your and my only hope, is to fly. That's our only hope in life, is to fly. In other words, fly past the normal, fly past the ordinary, and to get out of ourselves and our own natural ability and be able to fly. So I did send a text out an email out last night. I don't think I got everybody, but I just sort of kind of hit the button and how many other people. so I may go over some of it today. Today is very important to us all. And I've got to set the stage somehow for this. You know, Pastor Jerry hit it really, really good up here. And I'm not sure how many people heard her. But let me just start with this. See, you know, okay, so Shelly comes up here. And Shelly has dream. And we said, you said, which one? We should say last night because you dream every night, you know. But do you know that that's a gift to PWM? Not Shelly, to PWM. In other words, God's keep trying to get us to fly. He keeps trying to get us out of the natural and see in the spirit. So I'm going to give dream here. I'm going to give a dream there. I'm going to give a vision over here. I'm going to give PJ a dream. I'm going to give Rainey a dream. I'm going to give Malaysia a dream that she'll never forget. I don't care how many doctrines she learns. I don't care how many scriptures she learns. I don't care how many songs she learns. The dream is her hope. The dream is her hope. Are y'all following me? The dream is a miracle.
Yes. Yes.
Right? The dream is the miracle realm that God wants Malaysia to start learning about. So I'm going to give it to you. How old is Malaysia? I'm going to give it to Malaysia at age 11. She'll never forget it. It's her hope. See, the Holy Ghost gives her the dream. The Holy Ghost didn't give her a scripture to learn. Are y'all following me? Now, I'm not trying to be discredit scripture, you know, but we're so over-scriptured. It's like Pastor Jerry said, I taught my son how to say, kill your father and your mother. Right? Right? We got scripture all messed up. We got scripture, but there's no vision with it. We've got scripture, but there's no seed with it. You understand? We got scripture. You know, when those scriptures back, those Old Testament scriptures like Ezekiel and Habakkuk, you know, they, you know, write the vision and they would see. They would see. Ezekiel was in the spirit and he would see. I saw this and I saw this house, you know. And Habakkuk would see, write it plain. I see it. I see it. The church today has scripture, but no seeing. Are you following me? So what does he do? He sticks Shelly up in here, right? She comes in with, she comes in with this. You say, well, she's not blessed. She's the most blessed one because she sees. See, until our desire gets past even being well to seeing, we've missed it. See? We have many things in front of seeing. That's why we have blind Bartimaeus. What do you want? Do you want a new car? Do you want a camel? Do you want a girlfriend? Do you want, you understand what I'm saying? Do you want to be known in the temple, right? Do you want to be one of the Pharisees? Do you want to be a religious leader? Come on, Bartimaeus. I know you want to be known and seen in Jerusalem. Just give me sight. And the Holy Spirit wrote that for a reason for us. Can you see what the prosperity movement did to us? We want stuff. And God said, y'all miss me. Your only hope is seeing. See? That's why we get all those scriptures in there about healing the blind. There's a spiritual meaning. Man born blind, who did sin? The father and the mother. See, that's Marvin. See, who did sin, you know? I'm just doing it so you can see what the real point of life is. I just did it so you can see the real point of life. See, look, Pastor Jerry said this. Pastor Jerry, see, those, see, the children. Who, here comes Kaylee. A car hit the eyes. And the third eye was the one God gave you back. How can that little child? An adult sitting around don't know what in the world. Come on now. Loss. I was stunned when she said that. The biggest need of mankind, right, is sight, guys. It's S-I-G-H-T. And that's a miracle. See? That's the biggest need of mankind, right? Here's the society, Shanique, that we live in, that we have industrialism, and we have technology, and we have education, and we have schools, and universities, and technology, and all of this, and we advance. All knowledge-based, but nothing is sight-based. Nothing is miracle-based. Nothing is vision-based. Nothing, and that's the thing that we lost, and that's our only hope, but we keep pushing ahead with education, right? You know, here's our preachers in our schools, right? They get the masters and doctorates and things, and they fight over, I want him to be my... But like Pastor Jerry said, it's blind leading the blind. Somebody said, I want to follow a man. Every church you go into, you following a man. Whether you want to admit it or not. And if that man don't see, you won't see. I don't care if you've been there for 40 years. If that man don't see. See, that's why we got it after generation, because nobody's seeing. And the world's completely blind. Education system is completely blind. Our schools are completely blind. There's no miracle vision there. There's no vision from heaven there. There's no. And so we keep going forth and forth and forth. But no, you will not get any change until some principal comes in that school who can see. And then we're going to start to find the higher way, right? Because it's all vision. It's all sight. Y'all listen to me. So you get the unbeliever, and he keeps reading the Bible, and then we preach to him, and we give him rules and stuff, but there's still no vision with that, see? There's no miracle going to happen. And Jesus told Nicodemus, unless you are born again, you can't do what? You can't see the kingdom of God. I'm going to tell you guys, this thing is really important today. You know, we in Christianity, unfortunately, we're more information and doctrine based than we are miracle sight based. Here's what's so important. Here's what I brought out for Shelly. Here's what I'm going to share here in a second. You know, in Acts chapter 2, she brought out Pentecost, right, James? She brought out Pentecost. That's when the heaven brought sight. That was a miracle, right? And then what did he say? Dreams, visions, prophecy. Look, all sight-based. All sight-based. The church should be sight-based. Right? And then when sight comes, then comes power and life and, you know, to conquer anything. It comes with sight. Our society and our churches are not sight-based. They're knowledge based. Are y'all following? You know, how much academia can I get about it? You know, I had, you know, preacher study. I was in the Word last night, you know, and I got this out of it. That's just reason. JR, until some sight comes, nothing's going to change. See, this is why you keep bringing Shelly here. Get, you know why Shelly have dream every night until we get it? Any bit of your growing is going to because you saw something in the spirit that you hadn't seen before.
Another pit that she had in her dream was when Marvin told you that you was a commodity in heaven. Can you get that?
You know what a commodity is. Okay. Look, here's an example. Water in the natural is a precious what? Commodity. Right? Water is a precious commodity. Stand up, Shelly. Stand up, Shelly. Stand up, Shelly. Stand up. Don't worry about that. That's not a commodity. Come on. Shelly May is a precious commodity in the spirit. Why? Because the spirit operates with vision, sight. So God's using her as a commodity to show what dreams will do. Or visions. What did Elsa say? Prophecy. You know, prophecy is vision. Dreams, vision, prophesy. They'll prophesy, the old men, you know, but then they'll prophesy. Why? Because that's the language. That's the base of the spirit. You know why people struggle with religion? They never seen anything. See, that's why I like to be around BJ. And he's like, Pastor, I had a dream last night. BJ would text me sometime. Pastor, I got to tell you this one. You know, Tony, right? Tony, God gave me a dream. Everything's based on Malaysia. I fell off the cliff, but then I begin to fly. Can y'all hear what I'm trying to say? In other words, that should go on here all the time. All the time. Another to the point where I got to share mine. Because it'll help the body of Christ, right? And I got to share mine, right? People say, how do I get going in the spirit? Dreams, vision, prophecy. You know, I'm not trying to say schools are wrong. I'm just saying that they lost their place. I know you. Here's a man. Y'all got it? We're changing our paradigm. From knowledge-based to vision-based, right? We, you know, January 1st, 24-hour prayer, I'm not just doing it for nothing. Come to the altar. Give it 15, 20 minutes. And I know you're not doing anything else. Come on now. If you want sight, just spend some time. Somebody, what do I pray? God, give me spiritual vision. I heard what the pastor and the pastors and the children say it Sunday. Please just give me some vision because I don't have it, right? Man born blind. John chapter 9, right? Man born blind. Why did the Holy Ghost share that story? For you. For me. Why did the Holy Ghost share that story in there? He just wanted to get you a scripture to learn, Pastor Jerry. All of those religious people in that chapter, once he look, if you think that he was got healed, they would all been thankful. And they're going, well, who healed you? And what right did you got to get healed on, you know? Shelly, what do you say? All I know is that I was blind. I was. Hold on a second. See, how many people can say that in church? Are y'all listening to me? How many people can say that heaven came down and a miracle happened and I just see now like I never saw before that something happened to me? I'm not the same. I've seen in the spirit. Heaven opened up on the inside of me. You know, it is, I haven't forgot you, Chantel. It is the season for miracles. You know, I saw that on your door. Miracles, 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 miracles. Yeah, and so we've watered down the word miracle so badly, and I have, you know, and I walk, oh, that's nice, Pastor Jerry, you know. I kind of feel something, but, you know. But I see, here's what I learned from Pastor Jerry. She sees before I see, right? As a matter of fact, you know, years ago, she would hand me these cards. And she'd have stuff on there, and I, okay. Yeah. But now I realize she was seeing. And she was, I don't know why I put that on them things, but I just, now she knows she was seeing. She was seeing. I wasn't seeing it. I was like, there's nothing there. This is a commodity in the spirit. Get close to her, right? God, give me sight. God, give me sight. We live in a blind world. We live in a blind world. Okay. So, how much am I going to stand there? Most of the world is blind following the blind. I don't care if it's in education, in government, on your job, or whatever. Most of it is blind following the blind. And unfortunately, it's in most of churches like that too. Okay. Right? In other words, all they got to come up with is a program, a good speaker, whatever, and we follow him. And this is what I like about the guy who got healed in John chapter 9. You know, where here's a room full of religious people that's supposed to have all that authority. And he said, look, y'all can say what y'all want. And I think the Holy Ghost is telling us, you can have as much church as you like, but if it doesn't have vision, see, they cast him out. Remember? They in John chapter 9, read it when you get home. They cast him out. They said, who do you think you are? We cast him out. You know what? When you start seeing, church is not going to like you. I'm talking about the carnal church. They're not going to like you. Where do you think you are? See? Yes, ma'am. It's very true. Come on. I almost forgot.
I don't know if you remember the dream I had about Shelly that I sent you. I was trying to pull it up just now, but my phone died, so I'm trying to go based upon memory. But Shelly, she was sitting with her machine, and the room was dark, and then Shelly just rose, and she just turned bright. It's like she got brighter and brighter and brighter till it was a blinding light. But it was like she appeared almost like an angel. And I was kind of scared when I first saw it because I was like, okay, are you telling me you're taking my Michelle away from me? But it wasn't that. It wasn't that. But she looked like an angel, and she was glowing with light, and she was floating. And we all were in darkness. And she came up to Lyndon and I first. And first she wrapped her garments around me. And it's like my body just filled with energy and love. And I began to shine. And then she took Lyndon from me and engulfed Lyndon where I couldn't see her anymore. And they rose. And when they came back down, Lyndon was brighter than Shelley. And then Shelley just looked at me and smiled, and she began floating away. But as she floated away, her garments, they were you know how you see the pictures of angels and their garments are like flowing. Her garments were flowing over the church. And as she flowed over the church, it was like energy and love was spilling out of her. And we all began to rise from her not even touching us. It was just her garments touching us. She wasn't. And it's like this whole church was brought back to life and filled with that energy and that arabescent light that just shined, you know. But what I saw that she did to Lyndon, it was like my child was not a child, was not my child anymore. My child was now something else that I can't explain, because my child then was floating with her. And I didn't understand it at first until now.
Yes. Yeah, I know you want to give her a kiss. I hope we're all seeing the strength of that dream. That was a dream, you said. See, keep seeing the strength of dreams, guys. Getting us out of the natural. Dreams are sight. You understand? Holy Ghost's way of his language. See, we think language is, you know, just A, B, C, alphabets. His language is dreams and visions. That's the society that we belong to. But we've been strengthened by education. We throw our kids in school and whatever the school system want to do with them. And that's only paradigm I have. And it's totally misses the God way. It totally misses the God way. So we're praying for our children. God, give them visions and dreams. God, give them visions. You know, one flash of light enjoys a new creature. In one flash. Just one flash, one miracle flash from heaven. And Lyndon's a totally different person. She's full of light. Just one flash, right? What's Paul's whole ministry? I saw a light from heaven. Changed his whole life. He's a different man. And then God gave him the commission. Okay, now I'm calling you to bring sight to the blind. That's my commission. I'm calling you to bring sight to the blind. Acts 26. See, we changed the commission, Mark. We changed the commission. We changed it. Go teach my people, you know, scripture upon scripture and Bible study, and teach them the principles of, you know, how to live. And God said, no. I'll call you to the Gentile to be a light to the Gentiles. A light to the Gentiles. I called you to be a light to the Gentiles. And so the church falls when we fall from that. See, that's the whole Laodicean thing, right? They fell from heaven. Just like Satan fell from heaven, the church fell from heaven. Because light, no more light anymore. But yet, when you start touching them, they start levitating. And a whole new energy starts to come in. Where'd it come from? Light. It hurts me to see now, because I did it for years. It hurts me to see people struggle. And all they got to do is get a quickening. Yeah. It's all a matter of vision. That's the miracle. The whole thing stands a miracle right from heaven. But we have this whole church economy that keeps trying to give people information to the point now it's a stronghold. And it takes a lot to get people out of the knowledge realm into the light realm. Right? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against, you know, principalities and power and that kind of thing. And we have to pull down strongholds, everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of the Lord. Those things get strong. See, it takes a lot to tear them down. That's why those children had to minister today. And that's why it really didn't go over too well yet. You know Marlon come up here giving light, see. So something about the children, see, they're more vision acceptable and miracle acceptable than information, you know. It was very, very good. See. Drew. Think back. Here's the angels, right? Remember in the pictures they had up here? That's the angel over here. And so we think it's just a nice, cute thing, but they're more sensitive to light. And the miracle realm, to them it means more to us because we've grown up past it. We're a knowledge, information, intellectual-based society from head to toe. And if you don't make it that way, you're a failure in the world's eyes. And here comes God saying, no, I'm going to give you light. One flash and Joshua's in the kingdom. You understand? One miracle flash, bam, the light came from heaven. And he's in the kingdom. Just one flash. That's what I'm talking about. Look, one move in the spirit like that. And it's all over for Satan. See, he fell. Chris. See, my eyes started to come open a little bit. You know, it's so wonderful. I swim in this stuff, you know. Remember back in Genesis, right in the first chapter, let there be what? Light. It never changed. We changed it to let there be teaching knowledge and our own will and what we want. And God said, as soon as I give you, let there be light. It never changed. Church is not based on this, see? Churches are based on how many members can I get? And how much money I can get out of them? And how I can make a name for myself? And the Holy Spirit said, will you take the light? Do you know why God spews people out of his mouth? Because look, you say you're rich, but you're blind, right? Remember in Revelation 3? But you're blind and naked and such. You're blind. Glow. What's the cure? Buy from me eye salve that you can see. It's all light based. It's all miracle based because light's a miracle, see? I've been saying, Lord, why is it so hard for us to get this? I've been asking him because now what's God? You know what he told me? Because he said right there in scripture, I said it in scripture and he showed me. Because men love darkness. Men love darkness. I mean, love it. January 1, we got to start praying because people ain't going over until somebody praying for them to get out of that because we love it. Men love it. Men, humans love darkness. Even with my coming, they still love darkness. Right here, we have a trouble being spiritually based. See? I got to give B a dream about the spirit, right? I got to give B a dream about this upper realm so he can see it. See, you understand? Dream, see. I got to give it to Shelly. I got to give it to you even. Does he share with me one? See, a lot of times we throw our little dreams, our dreams away. But, you know, you need to meditate on them. Meditate on them. When the Holy Ghost came, Pastor Jerry, it was dreams, visions, prophecy. Dreams, visions, prophecy. That's spiritually based. That's miracle based. Miracles happen here. You put that on your door because you saw something coming. Standing was 2020. Miracles happen here. And you know what I'm finding? B, here's what I'm finding. Miracles start to beget miracles, you know. Right? Sight begets more sight. Right? 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 Eyesight, you know, it begets more. So I take that on your door. See, I'm learning. I'm learning. I'm slow, but I'm learning. If she saw that, I don't care if she realized how much it meant or not. If she saw it somewhere, something's starting to happen here, guys. Probably why we're here this morning. You understand that? Everything has to become on a new paradigm. God, give me vision. You know, you learn. You know, God, I really have a desire for a new clock on my wall. But if that clock is going to get in the way of sight, I don't want it. I'm just using that for example. I really want a new car. But if that new car is going to ruin my vision in the spirit, I don't want it. Because spiritual vision has to become more than anything to us. You ask a blind man. And talk about the natural. If a blind man starts to tell you, well, I want to be able to eat steak dinners every night. You know, something's gone wrong. He's starting to love darkness more than he loves light. Are y'all following me? And this is the plague that's come over humanity. We'd rather have success or whatever. I don't need that light stuff. You know what? That's what man lost at the fall. And that's why Jesus came, right? Pastor Ross, what does he call himself? I'm the Lord of light. You know, I'm your light and your salvation, right? I'm the light of the world, right? The whole thing was revolved around light. Those are scriptures, James, we skip. You know. Because we're blind. And we love darkness. And you know what's worse than being blind? Being blind and don't know it. Is the Holy Spirit, Pastor Jerry touched on this so good at the beginning. Y'all remember what she was saying? I told Glo, okay, now I'm ready to go home.
Concerning the children ministering. But first I want to say the Lord just said to me sitting here that we have to come into the realization of how much authority he will allow us to, how much authority he will allow us to walk in if we can just get a hold of the light, if we can let the light fill us. What I wanted to share was when my son Joshua was about to hit fourth grade, he had attention disorders. He couldn't pay attention for long spans of time. And when they brought me in to tell me about it, they wanted me to take him to a doctor that the school suggested. So I took him to the doctor, and when Derek and I went back to the meeting, they wanted to medicate him. They wanted to put him on medication for attention deficit something, whatever they called it. And they threatened us right here in Henrico County. They threatened us, and they said to us, if you don't comply with what we're suggesting, we're going to have to expel him from school. So if the doctor suggests that your child be put on a certain medication in Henrico school and you don't comply, they can expel your child. And I went home and I cried for like 2 or 3 days. And I was like, Lord, I don't think you want me to medicate my son. After the third day of crying, the Lord said, what are you going to do? I began praying. I said, okay, God, you tell me what to do. Went to sleep that night and had a dream. God said, when you sit down with him to do his homework, give him $2 worth of quarters. And he said, and every time his attention goes, slide the quarter off the table. I thought I was just encouraging him with money because he liked money. But it wasn't him losing the money. He came to me when he graduated high school, just before he went into the service, and he said, Mom, how did you know to slide the quarter off the table? I said, I didn't know. I was just taking the money away. He said, it was the sound of the quarter being dragged off the table that brought my attention back. He said, Mom, even today, even as a man right now, today, he says, when his attention goes, he can still hear the sound of the quarter being dragged off the table.
When the Holy Spirit comes, we'll have dreams and visions. When the Holy Spirit comes, we'll have dreams and visions. Dreams are a commodity. When the Holy Spirit comes, we'll have dreams and visions. Don't shut your dreams down. Pastor Joy came here. She told me she used to dream until religion got on her and shut them down. So we prophesied over her, God bring them dreams back. We need them, 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 we need them. Dreams, vision, prophecy. 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 Dream. Satan has stole it. We need light from heaven. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Dreams are miracles. Everything in the kingdom of God is based on miracles, supernatural stuff. Everything in the kingdom is based on miracles and supernatural. Everything in the kingdom is based on miracles and supernatural. That's why Chantel couldn't give up. Because she, you know why Chantel couldn't give up? Not because people treated her right or the preacher or whatever. Because God had given her dreams. And they would never leave her. Now, Pastor Ross would share, I had a dream back in whatever year that I was in this Queen's outfit that was royal blue, and this man came to me and he started sharing stuff to me. This was outside of this realm of this world. It kept her. See, he's able to keep us. You want to know what Martin Luther King, what made him a great leader? Because I had a dream. Are y'all listening to me? With all his faults, whatever, but he still had a dream. Are you listening to me? See, we're so busy that we can't dream. You know what distractions are? Dream killers. I'm busy doing this, doing that, you know. God says, start the first of the year slowing down. I don't care if you have a dream up here that day or not, you know. I don't care if you fall asleep or not. You just got to start a different paradigm. Holy Spirit, speak to me, whether you do it in a dream, vision, or prophecy. Speak to me. That's why we do the end of the month things, you know. You know what? In those end of the month prophetic sessions, we're going to get away with what God's going to do for you materially. We're going to get more into what he's going to do to you spiritually. Open your eyes. Pastor Jerry's sitting by the river, plaster all around our eyes in the mist. He's been trying to wake us up to this. But what does Ephesians say? Wake up, you sluggard. I didn't mean to say it like that, but that's what it said.
And what?
I will give you light. And give you a miracle. And later see in church. Same. It's a different language, guys. It's a different language. It's a different economy. It's a different language. It's a different, you know, shouldn't he come up in here? I had a vision. God told me this. I'm trying to say it in Jamaican. God told me this. I saw this. See, I'd rather have that than somebody come up to me and say, I got this scripture, you know, I broke this down. And I'm like, no, I want to hear that. Give me something in the spirit, Pastor Jerry. Or even, God, I felt the spirit say this to me down in my inner conscience. You know, give me something past man. You know. That's PWM. No matter who joins us or who doesn't, that's PWM. I'm going to try to do some of these notes. Just very important for us to see this. It's very important. It changed your life. You know, all you had to do is cry out, you know, about it. God, like, that's why we have the blind Bartimaeus mass thing. He cried and he cried, and people try to keep him from crying, but he cried anyway. That's for us. God opened my eyes and see the kingdom of God in Christ Jesus. D, let's do that 2 Corinthians 4. I feel that one's on me. Even if our gospel message is veiled, it's only veiled to those who are perishing, for their minds have been blinded by the God of this age, leaving them in unbelief. Their blindness keeps them from seeing the day spring light of the wonderful news of the glory of Jesus Christ, who is the divine image of God, right? See, there's a spiritual blindness out there that Satan is putting over people's heart. So no day spring is springing up. They might can learn some things in their head, but no day spring is springing up out of the heart. No light flickered. You might say, I don't understand the Bible. That's because you got no light. I don't understand the preacher. Then maybe it's the light thing. The biggest miracles in life, the biggest miracle in your life and in the Bible, the people in the Bible's life, is a miracle of sight or sight restored. David, God, you are my light and my salvation. In other words, you didn't just give me light. You are my light. He saw him. The eyes of his understanding got enlightened. Everybody with me? To lose spiritual vision is to lose the supernatural feature of the spiritual life. When that has gone out, be as religious as you like. The Lord only has one word to say, by Asaph, that is your need. Spiritual sight is a miracle from heaven every time. I'm prophesying light for my brother. I'm prophesying light for my twin brother. I'm prophesying light for my sister. I'm prophesying light for my oldest brother. I'm prophesying light for Window. I'm prophesying light for Joy. I'm prophesying light for on and on and on. I'm not asking God make them do right. I'm saying, God, please give them light. Tina made a little tittle. If they get light, they'll do right, right? That's absolutely the truth. That's absolutely the truth. Let's turn it around. If you don't have light, you're not going to do right. keep fighting in the natural. And God said, just pray for light. Just pray for light. Just pray for light. Just pray for light. God, how am I going to stop doing this and that and the other? Ask for light. See, with light comes strength, courage, dismissal of fear, faith, all that comes with light. Divine light. Light from heaven, light. I finally figured out what Pastor Jerry walking around with no shoes on. I just kind of picture her like I'm in another place, you know. In other words, really was I don't care about shoes, just give me light. You understand? It's not her. I'm trying to make it right, you know. Okay, spiritual sight is a miracle from heaven every time, and that means that one only really needs. Really sees spiritually has a miracle right in the foundation of his life. His whole spiritual life springs out of a miracle. And it's a miracle of having sight given to eyes which have never seen before. Somebody said, I've never seen it. That's exactly right. You qualify. Thank God for his mercy. That is just where the spiritual life begins, just where the Christian life has its beginnings. It is seen, right? It is seen. We've lost this, Pastor Mike. We've lost this. We've given altar calls and say this and say that, and there's no light. There's no miracle. Some of us have been to that altar 4 times. Must have been there, make resolutions, baptize, make resolutions, baptize, but no heavenly light, no miracle light there. And it'll never work until there's heavenly spiritual life, miracle light. I said 4 times, Pastor, I said 40. 40 times 40. You get the picture. Pray for light, life, light, miracle from above. It's our foundation. Nothing ever works unless it starts. Whoever preaches must have that miracle in his history, or his or her history. And he himself is dependent entirely upon that miracle being repeated in the case of everyone who listens to him. Light. Begets more light. Can you guys see where the ministry is and churches are now? If you have no history of light, you can't give it out. I hope that explains some things to you. Every bit of new seeing is a work from heaven. There must be a radical paradigm shift in life and in society from knowledge-based living to miracle-seeing-based living. This is not too much, right? There was never a time like this. There was never a time when there was a greater need for people who could say and can say what I see. God damn, I see that now. Remember at the beach? We say, we're going to pick people. We're going to pray for their eyes. It's the greatest thing we need right now. The rise of people in this world, this dark world of confusion and chaos and tragedy and contradiction. People who are able to say, I see. All hope hangs on seeing. Scripture says what? Without a vision, the people perish. That's exactly what it means. It's not your vision for a new ministry. It's not your vision for your business. It's not your vision for, you know, being successful in life. It's your vision of heaven and Christ himself. Otherwise, we perish. Great and terrible is that need. And not until that need is met will there be any hope. God, we got to see. We got to see, Raquel. We got to see. It is that seeing factor which makes all the difference. You got to wake up to this. You must follow leaders who see in the spirit, who have had the veils of the flesh and human ambition removed to whatever degree, who have been delivered by the blood of Jesus from the curse of blindness and the curse of the law, by the grace of God, have been filled, lifted up into that miracle realm of Christ, the realm of supernatural miracle sight. Those who have broken away from the struggle and stronghold of reason, whose sight and strength is in the Lord and in his grace, who no longer mind earthly things. Life and light always go together in the word of God. If a man really sees, there is life. There's an uplift. If he has given you something secondhand, studied, read, worked up, there's no life in it, other than perhaps some fascination, temporary false fascination, a passing fascination. But there's no real life in it. Spiritual miracle life must have this secret in it. Who's singing that? Here's the secret. I see. There's a miracle happened to me. You know, a lot of people in church have never seen. Gone through the motions, but never seen. Where's the voice of authority? Where are those who are really speaking with authority? We are languishing terribly in every department of life for the voice of authority. I'm talking about in school, church, whatever. The church is languishing for a want of a voice of authority, for lack of a prophetic note. You know, we don't have the life. It's a thus saith the Lord in the spirit. They've seen something, right? The prophets always saw something. The world is languishing for a want of that authority or lack of that authority. And that authority is with those who have seen. Lord, make us all be of those who have our eyes open. This prophetically speaking, watch for your vision to increase for the rest of this year and on to stand 2020.
Real quick, this is just a summary. I thank God for everything that's been said, and he's uniting us. It's going to be in the little things. So please, I pray that this is not carnal, okay? But as soon as Pastor Jerry started talking about the light, and I'm like, oh, my God. So Star Wars. Drake and Mike can help me out. They've been playing the Star Wars marathon for the past 2 weekends. Last night, it was Rogue One, and I've seen it a little bit, you know. And the thing that just struck me was I did not know he was blind, but there was a gentleman who was a soldier, and he was blind. I'm like, why is a blind man with a soldier, you know? And but he was a fighter, and he had the lightsaber and everything, and I was falling asleep during it, and it just got to a point where it was time for battle. It was just time to fight. And he went out, and throughout the movie, he just kept saying, the Force and I are one. I am with the Force. The Force is with me. I'm with the Force. And he just kept saying it over. And basically, it's like the Holy Spirit, that's how we're getting the Holy Spirit. And I just woke up with the Holy Spirit saying, this is how y'all are going to get. You are me. I am you. And then you talk. And he's blind. And he literally went into battle, fighting, you know, and, you know, we're going to be this way. Now, we're not going to die. You know, he was injured. But because he kept living a life, I am the Force is one. They're looking at him. When he was killed, another soldier, the Asian person with the long hair, he went over to him. He did, and he picked up what he was saying. And so I believe that's all. It just kept ringing what you're saying. Light, light, light. And catch this too. Because I'm like, Lord, why Steven Spielberg see all this? Why he get all this? And It's when Jesus, I believe, when Jesus said that the very rocks will cry out. It's not just praising God. He wants us to catch this. He wants his world. He wants us to catch it. And the world hasn't been catching it. Therefore, he's giving it to some rocks. But we got to reclaim this from the rocks.
Amen. We got to reclaim this. You know, true worshipers are seers. True worshipers are seers. You know, you can't. You know.
The Lord bless me with this. We've all always heard 2020, 2020 vision. And what is 2020 vision? In the definition of it, you have nearsightedness and farsightedness. And the Lord blessed me with this. He said, 2020 vision, nearsightedness. Everything that you're looking at in the natural. Everything that we see things and we govern them by what's in the natural. But 2020 vision also says farsightedness and the spiritual. Everything that we have to see in the spirit is farsighted. Everything that has been in the dreams, all the dreams that we've been told were things that were going to happen far ahead in the future, spiritually. We have to begin to ask God to give us the spiritual 20 vision so that we can see things in the spirit, not the natural, but the spirit. And if we see it in the spirit, we'll be seeing it the way he sees it and the what he wants it to be done like. Because it's supposed to be what is done in heaven be done on earth. The only way we'll know what's being done in heaven if we have the 20 vision that God wants us to have. Amen.
So, Lord, we thank you for presenting your life, your ways, your standards, your language here. We push down the natural and we lift up heaven. We lift up sight. Here's the people that were born blind. But my will is that you would see. And that you would gather up in the spirit, life eternal. There's a miracle right here. There's a miracle right here. Thank you, Father, for the grace of heaven. It pulls us out of the natural and put us in the land of the living so that we can see the land afar off. Thank you for that. I'm speaking life over every person on this side. Eyes of their understanding enlightened, eyes of their heart glowing with the glory of the Lord. I'm speaking to everyone in this portion here. Spiritual vision, dreams, visions, revelations, trances, they'll be taken out of themselves and into the kingdom. No different than John. On the Lord's day, lifted up, and he saw. On the Lord's day, I was lifted up, and I saw, and I heard. This section right, we'll see dreams, visions, revelations, trances, prophecies of things of the new creation. Power of the age to come. And they'll gather them up and they'll share it with the people in this heavenly kingdom. Thank you for the sound booth, blessings and glory of God revealed and the old things that have been lost, restored. Those treasures, right, those treasures will come back. Thank you for this section right here. The opening up of a different new understanding. A breathing of heaven. From a whole different realm. the substance. Faith is the substance. A gathering in of a different substance. Hallelujah. They're breathing in and out. They'll breathe that substance in and out. And it'll be their normal life. I prophesy that over. That the graves are breaking open. And a resurrection seeing, resurrection hearing, resurrection breathing, resurrection life. And because of it, they will offer up the right incense to the Lord. All of it coming in the miracle realm. That's happening. That's happening to this church. That's happening to this church who are learning to abide in him. That's happening to this fellowship that God pointed out before the foundation of the world. That's happening in this year and in 2020. Never be the same. You will not know each other anymore. The unity will be so deep. You won't know each other like you knew each other before. In the spirit, he's real. In the spirit, we can see. We can see the graves popping open. We can see new births, new births, new births, new births. Eyes flying open. Change upon change. Glory upon glory. We thank you, Father, for your kind of prosperity. In the earth. Let it be so. Let it be so. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a great one. Amen.